Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. You can dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. The headlines, the Rays have evened the series, winning last night 6-4. They're off tonight because of the football game. Giants and Eagles, a series resumes again on Friday. The Pelicans have hired Stan Van Gundy. What's the poll question, McLovin?
We haven't decided on one yet, but how about this?
Okay.
Who would you rather have to build your team around, Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones? The New York quarterback question.
Oh, God.
The guys in the back were arguing about this vehemently for 45 minutes. I know we're in the area, but there was a Darnold camp and a Jones camp, believe it or not.
Now, I'm wondering about this with the Jets. The Jets are bad. They have, you know, tension between the coaches. You're trying to keep Sam Darnold healthy. Joe Flacco's your backup quarterback here. You don't have skill position players. If Sam Darnold wants to keep the Jets from drafting Trevor Lawrence, all he has to do is win. Because if they win, they're not going to be in the position to draft Trevor Lawrence. Now, they might trade up to get Trevor Lawrence, but if you want to keep your job, but then I started to wonder, does Sam Darnold want to keep his job with the Jets? And I would have some doubts. Can you get a fresh start? I still believe the ideal place for Sam Darnold is Pittsburgh. Because then you'd have a true heir apparent to Ben Roethlisberger. Now, Ben gets sensitive when you draft quarterbacks. He's playing well this year. The Steelers, I think, are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. But if you brought in Sam Darnold, and Sam Darnold was going to be waiting for a year or two, and you could put him in, bring him in, because the Steelers aren't going to be in a position to draft a quarterback, at least up high. Sam Darnold's only 23 years of age. And if I'm Pittsburgh and I might get the opportunity to have somebody with that skill level, and we actually have some good players on this team, and I could get him on the cheap, I'm not going to be paying him that big contract, and maybe we get him for a second-round pick. Yeah, Paul.
I totally agree with that. What about the Chicago Bears as a trade partner for Sam Darnold? You're not using Trubisky. You passed on his fifth-year option, so he's cut in about 2 months. Foles is a short-term option. Good, but short-term option.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold's 23 and would cost you. Let's say the Bears gave up their first-round draft pick this year, which unexpectedly will be in the 20s, 22.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Sam Darnold than the 22nd pick in the draft.
Yeah, I would too. I think if you could get him and get him on the cheap and then let him play into that next big contract, then I would do that. But if Sam wants to stay with the Jets, he just has to play better. And if they win, then they take themselves out of the race for Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, McLevin.
This is actually a question. Like, what have you seen of Sam Darnold in the NFL that makes you think he's a starting quarterback?
Well, you're right about that. We did see that run earlier in the season, that 50-yard touchdown run. That was as good as any quarterback, aside from Lamar Jackson, is going to make this year. I think he has the throws. I go back to his last year at USC, where he had turnover issues, and I think there were issues with his release or whatever, how he was seeing the field, whatever it was. But I do think that he's an athlete. He's a good athlete, and there's talent there. I just don't know if we're going to see it with the Jets because it's just not a good team. And if he went to a team that has some talent, can he be, an above-average quarterback? And I believe he can be. But you get mired in mediocrity, and, you get sacked. Like, Joe Burrow is going to get sacked 50 times this year, if not more. And after a while, just the accumulation of that can leave mental scars when you start to play that position. And we've seen quarterbacks who go to bad teams, and the reason why the bad teams get these great quarterbacks is because they're bad. But they don't get better anytime soon, and Joe Burrow is going to be wearing it this year. He'll get sacked at least 50 times. Yeah, McLevin.
Do we sometimes like overrate guys or expect more of them because they went high and then realize like Mariota and Winston both are not starting anymore? We kind of thought forever that they would be guys.
Yeah, it's based off what you do in college. And yeah. I think we saw Mariota never put the pressure on the defense the way he did when he was at Oregon, in my opinion. And maybe it was play calling. Maybe you're a little more tentative. Maybe you try to be more of a passing quarterback instead of a running quarterback. But he was a really talented quarterback in college. And Jameis Winston, it felt like he had one of the best arms we had seen in a long time. I just think that he wasn't, his mental acuity wasn't on board every game because he was always trying to do too much instead of playing a little more conservatively. And had he done that and not thrown 30 picks, if he had thrown 10 interceptions and 30 touchdowns, he'd probably still be Tampa's quarterback. But he tried to do too much, and he had talent there and a good defense, and I never understood it. And I don't know him. I think we've interviewed him once or twice, but just his approach bothered me, concerned me. But I do think he can be a starting quarterback. Let's put it this way. If he can't go from New Orleans with Drew Brees and Sean Payton, then he's never going to be a starting quarterback again. If you can't learn from those two, then you're not going to learn it from anybody else. Yeah, Paulie.
Going back to Sam Darnold, last year at age 22, remember he had the mono, 13 starts, 20 touchdowns, 62% passer, 3,000 yards.
Yeah.
He was not horrible, and he won 7 games. He was 7-6
with
a terrible Jets team last year.
Yeah.
He could be a value.
The other big news, and it's not news, Antonio Brown, it looks like the Seahawks are going to bring him in and sign him. Now, it's not for sure yet, hasn't been reported. Feels like that it's basically the Seattle Seahawks decision. Do they want to bring him in? Pete Carroll said he wanted to. Russell Wilson. I don't understand this from Seattle's. Well, let me give you my thoughts on Antonio Brown going to Seattle. First of all, they need help on defense. Their offense is really good. Unless they're saying, because our defense isn't very good, we have to have a better offense. That's the only thing I can think in this situation. Because Antonio Brown is not somebody I want on my team. Not this stage of his career. If I have a good clubhouse, I want to keep it that way. I don't want to hear about touches. You got DK Metcalf. You got Tyler Lockett. Russ is playing at a high level. I would want to bring in some defense if I could. not Antonio Brown. But if I can't find any defensive players, I guess you're bringing him in because you want to see, can we make this offense as dynamic as possible? Maybe that's the logic here. But I don't want Antonio Brown on my team. And you got Josh Gordon. He's still with Seattle.
Really?
I think so. I don't know what his status is.
Is he definitely still on the team? I know he's applied for reinstatement.
But he's kind of lingering there with Seattle, I believe. I also brought this up yesterday, and I failed to deliver on it. Not because I was trying to build this up. It was just, I forgot about it. I had teased that if the Falcons do decide to get rid of Matt Ryan, and 2 weeks prior, I brought this up because I'd gotten a tip that, hey, they may tank. They may decide, let's get rid of Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, and maybe we could get Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields, and then we start over. So I said to the Danettes, you guys can guess where I think Matt Ryan, the best place for Matt Ryan to play. And to me, it's not even a question. And then Julio Jones as well. Yes, Paul.
It's funny, Dan, because it's been years since we played the old game. Can you guess where Dan thinks Matt Ryan should be traded game?
Yeah.
But we still have the music ready.
Okay.
And actually, we made some custom production for Who's Dan? Who's Dan think? It's a perfect place for Matt Ryan to land. Tell me. Who's Dan?
Who's going to trade for Matt Ryan? Who? Yes, McLovin.
I have a guess.
Okay, but I'm not going to you first. Fritzy won the coin toss. He goes first.
I had them giving up on Kirk D. Cousins and bringing Matt Ryan to Minnesota.
Matt Ryan to Minnesota.
That was my guess. Okay. I can't guess it now.
You got to wait till I call on you, Paulie. Like this, there's rules here. Okay. McLovin, I'm going to have you go last.
I'll go last because I think I know.
Okay.
And I have a reason why.
Seton O'Connor Jr. III.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. And Paulie Esther's on the Minnesota train. McLovin, I think you and I are seeing eye to eye.
No, I know why you're going this way. Because I read the tea leaves of your quarterback.
I don't even know where the tea leaves are.
I think you do not like the starting. Not that you don't like him. You like him personally. But you don't think the starting quarterback
fits the talent around him. That starting quarterback.
Right. But I think you think he's the one thing holding this team back from actually winning a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yes. Because you always talk about Jimmy G's holding the Niners back.
Yes. Matt Ryan to the Niners.
What?
Kyle Shanahan, here we go. Let's go back in. Let's win a Super Bowl this time. I'll run the football now and not throw some passes in the final couple of minutes. Matt Ryan, 49ers, I think would be ideal. Ideal. You got a great quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback, borderline Hall of Fame quarterback coming in. And they're not quite sure what they have. Maybe they know what they have with Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe. But they did take a run at Tom Brady in the offseason. And if you could get Matt Ryan, I don't know how the numbers work. I'm just talking about if I could find a perfect spot for Matt Ryan for that team, and then I don't know what the Falcons would get in return. And Julio Jones, if I'm the Green Bay Packers, whatever it takes, I want Julio Jones here. Whatever it takes. We got an opportunity here. We went 13-3 last year. We may go 13-3 this year. Maybe 12-4. I want to get Julio Jones in here. Whatever it takes. Yes, Todd.
Is all forgiven on the Jordan Love pick if they can work that out and get Julio Jones down?
Yes. We didn't draft you a wide receiver, but we're going to trade for a Hall of Fame wide receiver. You okay with that, Aaron? I'm okay. R-E-L-A-X, or as McLovin would say, R-E-A-L-X. Yes, McLovin.
They're more likely to trade for Matt Ryan than Julio Jones. They do not want to give Aaron Rodgers wide receivers. They're committed to this non-wide receiver strategy. I don't know why, but they've had millions of opportunities to bolster their receiver, and they'd never do it.
I'm just saying, if I'm Green Bay, whatever it takes to get Julio Jones, and if I'm San Francisco, it may not happen this year at the trade deadline. But the offseason, boy, that's where I'd keep an eye on this. Depending how far San Francisco goes. Now, Garoppolo he could have won a Super Bowl. I would still have questions about him if they won the Super Bowl. But if he completes a couple of passes, they win the Super Bowl. Matt Ryan, if they don't run, he wins the Super Bowl. Doesn't it feel like that's so long ago that the Falcons were that close? It's like Jacksonville. It wasn't that long ago when Jacksonville's playing the Patriots. They were going to the Super Bowl. They were a couple plays away. It happens that quickly. Man, crazy. But that's the Matt Ryan game. I hope it was worth it. I built it up accidentally.
That's a shocker. I didn't see that one. Because Garoppolo's 29 and playing well.
But I get Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is a significant upgrade.
What if the what if the Falcons said, let's do it. Let's swap it.
You're going to give them Jimmy G?
Yeah.
No, the Falcons, they want to get Trevor Lawrence. You want to get that rookie contract in there. Yes, McLovin.
If you're talking trades, there's always one go-to. Who are the Patriots going to get a wide receiver this year? It's a November 3rd deadline.
I know.
They did Sanu last year. Who they got to bring in someone, right?
It feels like that. It feels like whenever there's a wide receiver available, same with the Patriots there. I don't know if Julio Jones is going to be available.
I don't think that's who they need. They need someone fast, actually.
I think they'd take Julio Jones.
Yeah.
Just a guess. I'm guessing with that wide receiving crew, I don't think you go, you know what? You know what we're missing? Speed. I think they're missing talent. And Julio Jones, he's a Hall of Fame wide receiver. That's why I don't understand why these teams didn't. Now, I know you had to pay DeAndre Hopkins, but you didn't have to give up anything to get DeAndre Hopkins. That's why I didn't know about some of these other teams and why they didn't go all in, like Green Bay or Seattle. Like, that's what I thought. Instead of Jamal Adams in Seattle, if you're going to add more offense, I'd add DeAndre Hopkins. Now, maybe Antonio Brown can come in and be great, but, you know, that would have been the direction I would go in. All right. Baseball last night, the Rays even the series, and they're off today because of the Thursday night game, the Giants and the Eagles. A couple of phone calls here. And then coming up, the I railed on baseball's analytics with a bullpen game in game two with let's have seven pitchers pitch for the Dodgers here because we don't have a quality starter who can start and go five innings. But now we have new analytics going for two in the NFL. Mike Florio goes off on a rant earlier this morning. I'll play that for you. Coming up, Gary in Iowa joins us. Hi, Gary. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. First off, I think I've got a new addiction. I listen to you guys in the morning when I'm driving. I'm in and out of my truck. I get off work at night. I go home. I found you on Peacock. First time I've been able to watch the show. So there's my addiction. Second off, now that I can see you on TV, I know what second back row means. My previous call, I let you know I love Fritzy, and right afterwards I said, suck it back row. I take it all back. Unless we have more mock headlines like we had yesterday, then I will have to renew to it, Fritzy. Thank you
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Safe travels on the road. So I'm not sure if he's all in on the back row. Suck it back row. I take it back.
Sounded nice at first, and then he got a shot in at the end there.
And kind of a passive-aggressive backhanded compliment there, sort of. Yeah, McLovin.
Second back row has always been confusing. Some people think it's an homage to the back row. A lot of people don't. It's kind of gone all over the place.
An homage to the back
row?
Yeah,
people are like, second back row. Shout out. You go, back row.
It happens on the road. People will just yell to McLovin, second back row.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, it has a life of its own.
I never saw it or heard it that way.
I think that guy thinks he was saying something nice about the back row.
Well, he said he takes it all back about saying suck it back row. So he's taking it back. But then he said, I would say it, you know, Fritzy's mock headlines are as bad as they were yesterday. Then I would say suck it back row again. Yes.
Because it feels a lot different when someone calls in and says suck it front row or like suck it right side or something. That's very deliberately telling you like screw you guys.
Yes.
But when it's like, hey, suck it back row. All right, yeah, that's fun. Right now, suck it front row. You guys suck. Okay.
You think the tone is a little different?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It does. It almost feels like they're with you in the back row, that they understand your shortcomings and, you know, that your deficiencies. And they're right there with you. Suck it back row,
it's like
man.
Some kind of banner or slogan.
Yeah.
Or hang in there, guys.
Like Katy Perry, she said very deliberately, said suck it front row.
Did she say suck it front row?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Most unbelievable tweet we've ever gotten.
Like 97 million people.
We were in New York that day, and it was in the afternoon, and then I got, like, all these people said, Katy Perry gave you guys a shout-out. I'm going, who the hell is Katy Perry other than the singer who's got 100 million followers? Is there another Katy Perry? And next thing I know, Katy Perry tweets out, suck it, front row.
I had 13-year-old girl slashing my tires at my house. They thought I was a bad guy because Katy Perry said so. She's got 108 million followers. Yeah. You should have saw when she tweeted suck it, front row. It was like it was code because 99% of her audience has no idea who we are.
Yeah.
And they're like, who is this front row you're talking
what
about?
What does this mean?
And what can we do to help you out, Katy?
What did front row do to you?
Yeah, who's front row?
We're going to find them.
Is that a boy band from Canada?
We're going to track them down. The other big news was Ryan Fitzpatrick. Not that he got demoted. It was his reaction to being demoted.
Blindsided.
Yes, he was. His heart was broken.
Did you not watch the draft?
Yeah, McLovin.
He went to Harvard. He should be smarter than this. He should have seen this coming.
Okay, I got a quote. Now, I'm going to take a break because I have a quote that backs that up, McLovin, with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And also, should we be going for 2 points? Should NFL teams be doing that? Is that the new analytics? Mike Florio rants and raves and says, no, and get off my lawn. We'll have that for you coming up as well. 20 after the hour here, Dan Patrick Show, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Age 77-3DP-SHOW. Twitter handle at DPSHOW. Driving in today. Listening to Mike Florio, Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live. Next thing I know, they're on this two-point conversion rant. And I know that we've had more two-point conversion attempts in the first 6 weeks than we've had in any other year in NFL history. I think the two-point conversion came in back in 1994, if that sounds right, McLovin. And I think that they have been successful on 50% of their two-point conversion attempts so far. And, you know, you move the extra point back a little bit, so they made it a little bit more challenging here. And teams are going for it. We saw this with Romeo Crennel, that he wanted to go up by 9 on the Titans instead of going up by 8. He went for 2 and thought if we go up by 9, we're going to win this game, which they would have. But they missed. Then we know they went into overtime, and the Titans ended up winning that game. Here's Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk Live on a rant about the two-point conversion and analytics in the NFL.
As these organizations hire analytics departments, smart, brilliant, mathematical minds who have great influence over the football operation, the coach now has cover. And it's not just the coach has cover. I think some coaches feel like, I better do what the analytics person is saying because
the owner
I'm not
hired
the one eating,
them and everybody.
I'm not the one eating lunch with the owner.
Right.
I'm not the one going to Paisano's and getting the calzones and sitting in the owner's office all day long. And you know, I'm out on the practice field. And the owner's smitten with this 25-year-old kid from Harvard Business School. And, you know, and they're running these numbers and saying, this is what we need to do. And if I don't listen to them, they're going to start saying to the owner, the coach isn't listening.
I think
it's almost become self-preservation, I think, for some of these coaches who feel intimidated by the analytics department that their owner has set up.
If the analytics show, you know, I have a hard time when, you know, coaches, when they go for 2 points and, you know, so they start to do the math and you're going, what are you thinking there? I would love to have a coach just go for 2 points all the time. Just from the outset, every time we score a touchdown, we're going for it. Yeah, Paulie.
In 2018 and 19, 94.1% of extra points were made. That meant the expected points for that play is 0.941.
Okay.
0.941. In the same span, those two seasons, the two-point conversion rate was 49.4, which means the points on that play over the course of a season, those two seasons, was 0.98. So
a little
barely
higher.
You're doing better points-wise by doing two-point conversion every time.
But is the two-point conversion similar to the three-point shot in the NBA? That the math is on your side if you're going to do it the entire season. Like I'm wondering one year if a team just decides they're not going to punt anymore. They're just going to go for it all the time. Like I don't know where we're headed with football analytics. We know where we are with basketball analytics. And baseball analytics, we've seen last night, you know, a bullpen session, really, for the Dodgers in game 2 of the World Series. Yeah, McLovin.
The real impact of analytics, 2 points is kind of a minor thing, but really, like, all the analytics guys say pass, pass, pass. Like, just passing is a more effective play. Don't run the ball.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like the three-point shot.
But you do have a Titans team that runs the football.
Yep. Yep.
And this is what I'm wondering with the NBA. Will you have a team that will have a counterattack, and now you have to deal with their big men? I know it's about three-point shooting, but are you going to have a team that will be built differently? It's just like I said in baseball. Could you see where teams like the Kansas City Royals and the St. Louis Cardinals in the mid-'80s were built on speed and defense? They played in a pitcher's park. And they were able to use their legs. They tracked down everything in the outfield. They took extra bases. They stole bases. They got on base. Like, to me, that was so disruptive. The most disruptive player I've ever seen is Ricky Henderson. When he got on base, it felt like the pitcher just worried about Ricky from the first at bat, first inning. And you just create chaos. You make them think about you. That doesn't happen anymore. It's really just you get on the mound, you throw as hard as you can for as long as you can. And then you swing as hard as you can until you either hit a home run or strike out. But I wonder if you'll have that in baseball, where somebody will be counterintuitive to what everybody else is doing. Because you still have to go to their ballpark 81 games. And if I could build a pitcher's ballpark, or I had a big ballpark, then I would have my team that's built on speed and defense and take my chances that, you know, we were going to be decent on the road, but we were going to be unbeatable at home. Build it with great, you know, great pitchers and have speed and defense. Get on base. Yeah, McClellan.
I've the argument that kids like home runs. You know, I don't think the owners think that sells speed and defense.
You know what's not selling right now? Today's baseball.
Well, speed and defense is not going to help it.
Well, there's movement. There's movement.
Do you guys think 12-year-olds are going to care?
Oh, maybe not. But they don't care now with home runs. Baseball ratings, these are the lowest World Series ratings that we'll ever have. They don't care. They're not going, hey, I'm going to tune in and see Randy Arozarena hit a home run. That ain't happening. Hey, I'm going to watch Dustin May throw 100. So what? It visually, it's not stimulating. Really, that's what it comes down to. There's not much action, but that's the analytics of how to win games. Even when you win, you're not interesting. And that's bad for your product. Yeah, McClellan.
But didn't Sosa and McGuire save the game by hitting home runs because ratings were falling and then the home runs came and saved it? Wasn't that a thing?
Well, Sosa and McGuire.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there was a time where home runs came in and we were really into it. Maybe home runs are watered down a bit by PEDs, too.
Yeah. We got to the point it was too much. And that's really what it came down to. There were too many home runs, and it felt like everybody was hitting a home run. And second baseman hitting opposite field home runs. And then we realized why they're hitting opposite field home runs. Yeah, Paul.
But if I'm a baseball fan of a certain team, I don't care my team's style. If I'm a California Angels fan, you told me, well, they're going to become a hit-and-run team, and they're actually going to make the playoffs every other year and compete for a title and play in October where I could actually watch games that matter, sign me up. I don't know how many home runs the Cubs hit in 2016. I don't know if they were a power team or an average team. I sure enjoyed that season. I'm telling you, I don't remember anything about home runs.
Well, regionally, it works. You know, baseball in local markets works. But we're talking about nationally growing the game.
There's not a team nationally that takes the local fan. I'm only watching the Dodgers because they happen to be in the World Series right now. I didn't watch any Dodgers games during the regular season.
Yeah.
So there's no way you're going to get a team I don't like to watch them in the regular season. There's no Barry Bonds anymore. There's no compelling player.
Well, you might, yeah. You're looking for that, wow, I haven't seen this before. Or somebody is having an unbelievable postseason run. You know, I get that. But, you know, I understand. You know, I'm just talking about as a pure baseball fan looking at this saying, are you going to grow the product? I go back to the New Jersey Devils. They won the Stanley Cup. They had Marty Brodeur's their goalie. You know what they would do? They'd get up 1-0, and then they would go into this defensive shell. Horrible. Boring. But they won. But it was bad for the sport. Because you're tuning in to go, I don't know who's any good here. But the Devils won, and that's all you guys are talking about. Hey, you got to grow the sport. The NFL has grown the sport. How did they do it? They opened things up, more offense. The NBA, more offense. Baseball's more offense is more home runs. Yes, McLovin.
But you just said make the parks bigger and more defense for certain teams. That's the opposite.
No, if I had a ballpark that was a pitching ballpark,
right,
I would play to my strengths there.
But that's the more boring style.
Remember
that's the Mets, the Devils.
The Mets brought in the fences because they couldn't hit any home runs. They had a great pitching staff. And then they go, our guys aren't good enough to hit home runs. Can we bring the fences in like 10 feet here? Yes, Paul.
Go back to 2016. The Cubs were 14th in the league as a team in home runs hit. Right in the middle. They were first in the league in on-base percentage. Mm-hmm. They won the World Series that year. I know there's other factors to it, but I don't remember anything about their power or anything. I do remember the playoffs.
Yes.
None of these things, though, are addressing the true issue with baseball. Just throw the damn ball and hit it. Stop. Every single time a pitcher gets the ball, he steps off the back of the mound, rubs the ball a bunch, big thing. Then he gets back up, gets onto the mound, settles himself, doing a little wiggle or whatever other little ticks he has, and then throws the ball, and then the batter's got to step out because he's taking too long, readjust everything. They go through the process. Just throw the damn ball and either hit it or don't, but stop with all of this time.
Get in the batter's
box. God almighty.
Get on the mound. Yes, Todd.
It's inconsistent. Why aren't there warnings about that? They were talking about the clock and you have to throw a pitch within a certain number of seconds. How come when the pitching coach comes out, the home plate umpire panics, has to run out to make sure they're not spending too much time talking and having a chat, but every pitch you can take that much time between
Do pitches? You think when, if I talk to the commissioner privately, he would say, I love where the game is. I love how it's being played. Do you honestly think that, McLevin, that the commissioner would say, I love how this is the sport we're putting on for the national audience to consume.
No, but I don't think he thinks it's a disaster either. I think he's in somewhere in between because the local money is so good that they're making a lot of money.
Yeah, but baseball makes their big money off these TV deals. And if nobody's watching on TV nationally during the playoffs or the World Series, that's what the owners want to know. You know, we got to get a product that's good, that's entertaining. And we haven't, our average demo is in the 60s, I think. The average fan is probably 60 years of age, based off what baseball used to be. You still watch because you love the game, but it's nowhere near what it once was in how it's showcased. We used to have a national game of the week that you would tune in to see the national game of the week. When's the last time you watched Fox on Saturday afternoon? The national game of the week. Yeah, McLean.
But it's just counterintuitive to say home runs is a problem because, you know, chicks dig the long ball. The stereotype has always been people love home runs. It's the cotton candy of baseball. It's the easy thing to consume.
But if you said that there were going to be home runs, but there would be movement. Like, we don't even have people. There's wide open down third base. All you got to do is bunt it. Nobody will bunt it. Nobody will get on base. Like, Mookie Betts stole two bases in an inning, and I flipped out. That guys will hit the relay man. You know, great outfielders, great throws. Like, just there was always movement in baseball. Remember a five-tool player?
Yeah, they
we don't talk
like
about that anymore, do we? It's like you're a two-tool player.
I feel like you want to make the game more old school to be new school in a way, and it's just
I want to bring back old school and I want to incorporate that into new school because I do think you could have a combo platter there that would make the game more enjoyable. And I don't talk about boy, this game goes on forever. There are games that go on when the Astros and the Mets played in what 86, and Jesse Orosco is on the mound, you know, in the 15th inning. I didn't, at no point did I go, man, this game is taking forever. It was when Carlton Fisk hit the home run to beat the Reds, game 6 of the 75 World Series. I don't know how long a game went. And I never said, God, this game is taking forever. You can have long games. Nobody says, boy, the SEC football games take forever. They do. But I don't hear nobody's yelling about it. If you have a good product, I don't care how long it takes. Well, I do care, but you know what I'm getting at. Yes, Todd.
But that's back then. It was intense because you had starters battling for 7, 8, 9. Sometimes they'd continue into extra innings where you had a manufactured run. You'd have an exciting, even if it took a long time, a 2-1 game or a 1-0 game where that bunt or that squeeze play, that double steal could be the difference in the outcome of the game. That's when it was fun and there was more things going on.
Yeah, well, this is what we have. This is, and I can evolve. You know, I understand the 3-point shot in the NBA. I just don't know. I can't understand when you miss 24, 27 consecutive threes. Like, to me, that's stupid. And it seems like it's counterproductive. Like, how about a jumper or a layup? But no, we're getting to keep shooting threes. That doesn't sound like really smart analytics. And I didn't go to Harvard. I've been to Harvard, But I didn't go there. Yeah, Paul.
But we don't know what kids these days think of the product. We know we think of the product because we glorify what we grew up on in the 80s. We think 80s baseball was super fun and super great. It was also a lot of guys hitting, you know, 265 and, you know, getting on base and moving along.
You had guys who actually had high batting averages back then because batting averages mattered.
But I wonder if
these guys all hit 230 and we go, man, you're killing it. You got 41 home runs.
But I don't know if kids these days would enjoy the NBA more now or then. Like the late 80s, early 90s NBA when it was a slugfest probably wouldn't be that consumable right now. And the 3-point thing, there's a lot of action in the game. There's a lot of scoring. There's no games in the 70s.
Yeah, but you only have one way of scoring in baseball. Home runs. That's
like,
it.
Like Andrew said, though, it's
NBA, I got mid-range jumpers from Kevin Durant to Steph Curry, Trae Young hitting bombs to, you know, Luka taking it to the basket. I have multiple ways to score. Baseball has one way to score, and that's all you see. Now, it's not like there's any novel approach here. Base hit, you know, runner leaving from second, trying to score. Like, these things just don't happen anymore. And I just don't want baseball to die. And I mean, that's really my biggest concern here. I don't want it to die. Yes, you
can. I lighten the mood off of that death statement?
Yes, you can.
It is a special pleasure for me to introduce our two home run kings for working families in America, Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser of the White House.
Of the White House?
White House.
What does that mean?
What is wrong with Ted Kennedy?
Well, we're talking about home run kings.
Yeah. Hey, they're household names, except in the White House.
Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser.
Oh, so good. Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser.
Of the White House.
Of the White House. Oh, let me take a break here. Should Ryan Fitzpatrick be heartbroken that he lost his job? I have a quote that he had back in August. He knew this was going to happen. I just think he forgot that he had said that he knew this was going to happen. I have that for you coming up next here. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tough day for Ryan Fitzpatrick yesterday as he found out that he had been demoted. He said he got fired. Got fired, I guess, as the starter, but he still has a job. Got demoted, and Tua Tagovailoa is now going to be the starting quarterback. This is what Ryan Fitzpatrick had to say. This is back in August. He said, "I don't know how much time it will be before Tua will be in the lineup," Fitzpatrick told the Palm Beach Post. "I know that I am the placeholder. We've already had that conversation. I told him I'm going to do the best I can to lead this team and win football games. And when I'm out there, whenever it is that Tua gets his chance, whether it's early or late or whenever, I'm going to be his biggest cheerleader." Here is Ryan Fitzpatrick and his reaction to the decision.
"My heart just hurt all day. It was heartbreaking for me. Flo kind of said what he said and said what he said to you guys as well. And that's the decision and the direction that the organization is going in. And obviously, you know, we've talked in the past, you know, how I'm the placeholder and this eventually was going to happen. No matter, it was just a matter of kind of when, not if. And it broke my heart yesterday. And, you know, it's a tough thing for me to hear and to now have to deal with. But, you know, I'm going to do my best with it."
We weren't ready for something this honest. I think we were surprised. I was, because I thought, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's been around. This has happened before. Whatever is best for the team, he's really looked up to, admired in that locker room. I think he thought that the way he was playing, he bought himself a couple extra weeks. And I certainly understand it. I just think the Miami Dolphins want to know what they have, and they want to know right now. If they happen to make the playoffs, okay. But their goal is bigger than this, of just making the playoffs. And right now, 3-3, and in that division, you know, they get a chance, wild card. But I think they want to see what they have. Chargers found out what they have in Justin Herbert. The Bengals know what they have in Joe Burrow. The Dolphins, with the fifth pick overall, want to know what they have in Tua Tagovailoa. And the earlier you find out, the, you know, the better your game plan is of, now what do we do? Now who do we add? Now what do we draft? Now who do we trade for? And I think the Dolphins just kind of sped up the clock, and I think Tua helped that process. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick played well enough to keep his job for a few more weeks. But I think that this was a situation where the Dolphins thought, if he wins a couple more games, it's even harder to get Ryan Fitzpatrick out of there. Yeah, Todd.
I thought it was very refreshing. He didn't badmouth Tua. He never said that he's going to, you know, going forward, not stand behind him. You know, we always, you know, rip coaches or players when they have that generic locker room speak, or they're just saying what we think they need to say to come across like a good guy. He let us see his true feelings, and he felt like he shouldn't be benched yet. And I don't see anything wrong with that. I would love that he handled it that way.
Yeah, Seton.
I mean, I appreciate the honesty, but I was more surprised by his surprise. And frankly, like, just the outpouring of support for him, like, oh, just the most brutal video you'll watch today. My heart is breaking right now for Ryan. Everybody was just tripping over themselves to just the unbelievable amount of sympathy and support. Like, dude, like, he's done this 15 times. What do you mean? Of course he knew this was happening.
You're starting to sound like Paulie.
Yeah, geez, lighten up.
Yeah.
It's like everybody was just like, oh, this is just soul-crushing watching him go through such pain. It's like, what? What are you talking about?
We like the Ryan Fitzpatrick story. We do. He's the underdog, the ultimate underdog. Played well. You got the young buck behind you. Here he comes. When's he coming? And not yet. I'm playing well. And then you... The reason why I felt bad about this, well, not bad, but I understand. I'm sympathetic. His kids found out when we found out. Like, his family found out when we found out. And that's wrong. If you want to tell him he's going to be demoted, then at least give him a heads up. And that's where the Dolphins failed him. And maybe they told him, but, you know, he didn't even get a chance to tell his family, hey, his kids are at school. They found out through social media. Yes, Todd.
And he's not 25 or anything. You know, career mortality settles in. Like, is this going to be, I'm never going to start a game again? There's other factors at stake that, you know, maybe where he wore his emotion on his sleeve, whether we were prepared for it or not, he may never get an opportunity to start a game again unless there's some injury. And I think that may be part of the reason why he reacted that way.
Thank you, Todd. You guys have my word.
Is that too obvious what you said?
No, I don't.
I don't think you're listening.
I wasn't listening. You have my word that if I do demote you, that I will let you tell your family before anybody is
before demoted. You announce it in the press.
Yes, before I announce it on this show.
Very thoughtful.
If any of you gets demoted, not fired. I mean, you could get fired, but I don't know what you would have to do to get fired. But if you got demoted and like I put you in the back and you answered phone calls and Marvin came out and sat in your place. Or Mario.
Sound like you got a plan together.
Not yet, but if it happens, you have my word that you'll be able to tell your family, maybe not your friends, but your family, that you got demoted. Final hour coming up. The name Tim Donaghy has resurfaced, and it's not good.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.